Back in Los Angeles, Elvis continued to pursue his new hobby. We're now in the early 70s. Elvis loved guns. Elvis bought an arsenal of weapons at gun shops in Los Angeles and Palm Springs, then contributed $17,000 to the L.A. Police Department Community Relations Program, the largest single donation in the program's history.
Good for you, E.
Which helped him get his gold commissioner's badge.
That's when the addiction started. Yep.
After he bought his badge and bought his guns, he and the guys visited the Palm Springs and Beverly Hills police shooting ranges regularly. Elvis had just seen the movie Patton.
Yeah, baby.
Committing its patriotic lone wolf opening speech to memory in the same way he had once memorized General MacArthur's farewell address.
Wow.
When he discovered...
I shall return, Jack.
When he discovered that Patton's World War II colleague, General Omar Bradley, was a Beverly Hills neighbor, there was nothing for Elvis to do but seek him out.
Oh, my. I would like to see that meeting.
And he visited the 77-year-old retired general. He sought out Vice President Spiro Agnew, a regular visitor to Palm Springs. Tried to give him a commemorative gun, explaining how much he admired the vice president, but Spiro Agnew said... couldn't accept such a gift.
Right.
As long as he was in elected office, he couldn't take Elvis's gun.
He could take everybody else's money, though.
Yeah. On December 3rd, Elvis started a three-night, $48,000 gun buying spree at Cares Sporting Goods.
Wow.
Where it took four salesmen to keep up with him as he bought Christmas guns for people he knew and people who just wandered in.
He was off the street. He was a gun nut. I love it.
Oh, now we're going to get to Elvis's colon.
Yes. Right. The heart of the matter. Part of his downfall, his colon, of course.
Yes.
As I look at our wonderful diagram of the colon right here.
Elvis realized, after nearly three waiting, he had to see a doctor.
Wow. Well, after 3 weeks,
Yeah, something's wrong.
In the wake of the revelation that he had not gone to the bathroom for over 21 days, Elvis consulted with doctors David Knott and Robert Fink.
It's a good name for a colon doctor, Dr. Knott. Fink.
The next day, they started Elvis on methadone.
Ah, now see, that to me would not be your standard prescription for a colon difficulty.
A treatment frequently used to combat heroin addiction. They also called in Dr. Larry Rubel, who's a gastroenterologist, ordered x-rays that showed a bowel... Now, how do you pronounce this? I-L-E-U-S.
Ilius?
I don't know. Buzz, any idea?
I'll look it up, but I think it means obstruction. I'll check.
Well, it does mean...
Whatever it is, it's white and chalky.
Can't be good. It means an enlargement of the intestine.
That is just plain nasty.
Undoubtedly a result of long-term opiate tranquilizer abuse and the principal cause of Elvis's abdomen problems.
I guess so.
Over the course of the next few days, the medical team closely monitored every one of their famous patients' responses.
Sure.
And after 4 days, Elvis went to the bathroom.
Congratulations, Elvis.
Freedom from constipation.
They noted strong indications of natural hyperactivity. Involuntary movement of his limbs. Insomnia. And a inclination to subject himself to hospital discipline.
Huh. What would that mean?
He was cooperative patient.
I want another enema.
On the other hand...
And 65 pounds of praline.
Huh? On the other hand, he would often break the rules. In the hospital, he set out for Crystal Burgers when he was supposed to be on a liquid diet. And took a sleeping pill from his own supply after the nurse refused to give him just that one more.
Right.
After his liver biopsy, they found that his liver was infiltrated with fatty cells. A condition brought on by medication abuse.
Yes.
Linda, his girlfriend, was with him virtually every minute. It was more than 2 weeks' stay. I cot beside his bed a few nights. Lowered my bed every night to the height of his cot. I kept sliding down. He would reach over and pull me back up. He was like a little kid. I was like his mommy. Whatever Elvis had to go through with his colon, I had to go through.
You know, Sulla never had to deal with that crap, did she?
Some of my most precious memories of Elvis are in the hospital. He was...
How sad is that?
Now, I can't read because of the FCC, which he's describing.
Oh, no.
But they have figured out an ingenious way for Elvis to go to the bathroom without having to leave the bed, because they're not really sure when it's going to happen.
Okay.
It involves a series of bedpans, sheets, and interns.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, no, don't get up.
Elvis is... Okay, so I got through that part. So Elvis was cared for.
I guess so.
One time, after Elvis had one of his moments, and everyone was gone, we watched TV.
Hey.
Elvis was hooked on the game shows. He loved the Magic Game.
Hey,
fantastic. Hey, man, that Gene Rayburn kicks ass.
Even after we left the hospital, Elvis was still a fan.
Elvis. Boy, I'd sure love to know what that ingenious system of sheets and bedpans involved, but I'm kind of working my imagination.
Can't do it,
right,
Mike. Sorry, can't do it.
You can piece it. There were no pulleys involved, were there?
Dr. Nick says a lot of times after he left the hospital, Elvis would stay in his room and read. He would do a lot of writings in the margins of books. I think it would be interesting for someone to go back and put some of those notes together.
Yeah.
Of course, Elvis liked to talk about medicine.
The Presley pages.
He wanted me to bring him as many books on the colon as he could.
Yeah, right.
So Elvis could understand his colon. It was really a sincere colon curiosity.
He liked the Mets game, though. 40 pounds of impacted blank.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see. What is this? Elvis is watching from his hotel one night as all the people are leaving the arena after the show, and he says, "You don't understand. I can't just shut it off like that after a show. Go get me Dr. Nick." So Dr. Nick came in, set his case down, and Elvis started going through his case when Dr. Nick left the room. Elvis said to me, "He gave me some pills the other night that look the same, but they're non-addictive. I know it. He doesn't know I know it. I know more about drugs than he does." I said, "Elvis,
give me the pill, Jack."
I said, "Elvis, stay out of his briefcase.
Yeah.
Don't do that." "No, no, I have to. Don't tell him." Elvis then took the real pills and put the fake ones back in the case.
Oh, no.
The next morning, I went to see Joe, and I said, "Please don't say anything, but Elvis changed the pills." Dr. Nick came in and said, "Thank you," and went and put the fake ones back. Elvis came back an hour later and said, "God damn it, what son of a bitch was in there?"
He knew.
"Who switched my pills?"
Right, yeah. His pills were important to him.
He looked right at me and he said, "Did you do this to me?" I said, "No." He said, "Someone was in there. I know the pills that were there. They have been switched." Everyone said, "I don't know." I was ranted and raved and angry. And finally just shut us all out of the room.
Wow.
Jesus. These are great stories, aren't they?
He knew his pills.
Everyone.
He knew his pills.
Well,
really? Man, who did this to me?
Was it you?
He knew him better. He wouldn't be dead.
Okay. Well.